This is not a regular mahalach, mimer, but rather a collection of different things that Rav Huttner wrote about Eretz Yisrael. I thought it would be appropriate, the time we're in right now between Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, to speak a little bit about Eretz Yisrael and Wednesday afternoons, Wednesday night, getting together to learn Rav Huttner, so be appropriate to focus specifically on things that Rav Huttner said about Eretz Yisrael in the middle of Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar. You know that before we get to Rav Huttner's sources, the Beis Shmuel says that in writing, he actually says this in Hilchos Gittin, on the Shulchan Aruch, as far as the Beis Shmuel halachic commentary on the Shulchan Aruch says that in writing a get, we shouldn't know, but in the halacha, he says is that you have to write ear with two yuds, aleph, yud, yud, resh. Because, and he says it's Rashi Tevos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel is Ir. So, not, again, this is a side point. We're not, just mentioned Agav, we're in the middle of Chodesh Ir. So Ir is a month of transition, a month of connection, a month of connecting. Connecting Yitzias from Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the middle of Nisan, to Sivan, Kabbalah Satorah. And Iyar is that month of transition, a month of linkage, a month of chibur, connection. Connecting from the point that we started at, the point of departure. The point of departure is Mitzrayim. We leave Mitzrayim, and the destination is towards Shlach et Ami v'yavduni. The destination is getting to Har Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah. And the way that we get there, the connection is through Iyar, month of connection. That's why also an idea where this is expressed is in the fact that each month of the year is connected to a letter. There are 12 letters parallel to 12 months. There are 22 letters. So which letters are the 12 letters that are parallel to the months? There are 22 letters. So you take off. This is what I'm saying now. I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro many times this time of year during Iyar. He gave over these ideas. Maybe Zach, maybe you heard Rav Tatz speak about some of these ideas, Rav Tatz being very, very close with Rav Moshe Shapiro. So a number of times in Iyar he mentioned this. There are 22 letters, and you take off, this is the Sefer Yetzirah. Heavy Kabbalistic work, Sefer Yetzirah, which is Meyuchas to Avram Avinu. Teachings already from Avram Avinu. The Sefer Yetzirah says the 12 letters that are parallel to the months are, we take off Aleph, Mem, and Shin, Avir, because those are three, again, not going into it, but just the words, those three letters are connected to the three primary ingredients in the Bria, in the physical world, which are Avir, Mayim, and Esh. The shin is for the esh, because that's the dominant sound. Esh. So, right? Avir, aleph, mayim, mem, and shin. And then we take off the letters that get a dagesh, beged, kaperet. So we take off those seven letters. Beis, gimel, dalet, chaf, pei, resh, tof. And we're left then with 12 letters. And then you work one by one according to the order of the letters. Beged Kaperet, and you are left with Hey being the first, parallel to the first month, and Vav then being parallel to Nisan. So Hey is the Hey is the beginning. The Rav Moshe Shapiro always mentioned the pasuk. Hey in Bereishis, hey lechem zera v'zaratam, take. Hey is take. So hey is the beginning here in this world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. It's a starting point. Hashem gives us the world, and we are meant to do with the world what we're supposed to do. But that's not for now. That's Nisan time. Vav is then the next month. So Vav is parallel to Iyar. And Vav is the letter of what? What does Vav symbolize? Vav is Chibur. Connection. Vav. The Vav HaChibur. And. Vav. And. So it's Chibur. It's connecting between Nisan and Chibur to Sivan through the Chibur, the connection. So that is that's how Rav Moshe Shapiro explained, Iyar, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, that's the starting point. The Avos are the starting point. The point of departure, the starting point. And then the Banim are afterwards, we're meant to be, we're connected to the Avos, but we're supposed to take things further to get to where we're supposed to get to, the destination. That is what Rachel symbolizes. Rachel is called Akeres Habayis, the Ikar Habayis. The Ikar Habayis, meaning looking over the children there in the bayis, and looking after the raising of the children, how they are raised. So that is the connection between the starting point, the Avos, and the Banim afterwards. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and Rachel, the connection between the two, the Chibur, that's what Iyar is. That's a separate Iyar Torah, but it's a good introduction into Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is, we also call Eretz Yisrael Eretz Ha'avos. Eretz Ha'avot. It's the land. It's the land where Avram came to, and Yitzchak was born and grew up, and where Yaakov grew up, and then left, but all l'shem coming back. Eretz Yisrael is the beginning of Am Yisrael, and it's the connection to the Banim, that the Banim will be brought back. Mevi goel livnei v'neyam l'man shmo bi'ava. Geula is to b'nei b'neyam, the connection of, as we say in Birchos Avos. Geula is, what is Geula? Geula is the Banim connecting back to the Avos. And now we're in Geula Dikatan. We're in a time of Iyar, a time of Kabbalah Satorah, preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. We always have to remember, we spoke about this last time as well, not to perceive the time of Sfira as it was tarnished later on during the time of the Talmidei, Rabbi Akiva Shalom Nagu Kavod Zeh Lezeh, and sadly enough, a plague broke out. Halavai, we see the end of the plague now in Lag BaOmer, an end of the plague. Okay, and then it was left, the days are left to that Akad Ekach, that when we think about Sfira, right away we think about the difficult times, the way it was tarnished. But right, we mentioned last time, that's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to think about Sfira as like the Ramban, Chol HaMoed, it's a celebration. It's a time towards Kabbalah Satorah, it's Chol HaMoed. It's in between Pesach and Shavuot Kabbalah Satorah. So it's a time of Geula, it's a time of meaning going back to our roots, going back to who we really are. That's what Geula is, full expression of who we are. Right now, mamash, the way we are, we're confined. I'm looking at the screen right now, the box here. We're confined to the box. We're confined to our houses. We're confined to a box on a screen. We're in Golus. We can't fully, we don't want to break out. We're dying to break out and fully express ourselves and get out of this state of being confined that we find ourselves in right now. Right? That's Golus, but Geula is full expression and included in a core part of that. It's full expression on all levels. And a full expression of who Am Yisrael is we're like a fish is back in the water and we can be who we are, is Am Yisrael being back in Eretz Yisrael, and we can express who we are in the fullest way. Full Torah and mitzvahs and all the kiyum of all of the Torah and mitzvahs, which is only in Eretz Yisrael. A full expression of all of the mitzvos and the full expression of Am Yisrael and not being strangers under any kind of a foreign influence or a kind of foreign atmosphere. Vaday, every Jew wherever he is can and is expected to bring Or Hashem LaOlam and to be mayor and to be the Kaddish Shem Shamayim. And I don't want, especially now, I'm not trying to cause any, all of you guys now who are in Chutz Laretz, any sense of diminishing the opportunities that you have. But at the same time now, especially during these days, to remember, like I sent out, right, the Dorothy teaching, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. Right? Full expression, Shenizkeh. We should be zocher to see that Bezrat Hashem soon in the full expression of Am Yisrael here in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so let's get to Rav Huttner's words. First of all, the first letter was written the day after Yom Kippur in Slabodka. It's in Slabodka, and mentioned that remind anyone who may have forgotten on a level of a timetable. Rav Huttner was in Slabodka and then came to Eretz Yisrael to learn where? You guys all know? You can unmute. Rav Huttner came to Eretz Yisrael and learned where?
With Rav Kook.
He ended up learning with Rav Kook. We'll get to that soon. But where was he based? In the yeshiva inn? Someone said where? In Chevron. Who said that? I missed that. Okay, thank you. He was in the Slabodka yeshiva, moved to Chevron, and Rav Huttner learned there in Chevron until a little bit before the massacre in Chevron in 1929. And during that time, as you guys mentioned, he had a kesher with Rav Kook. He used to come. Rav Kook was in Yerushalayim, and he used to come sometimes to have contact with Rav Kook. Rav Kook was, of course, much older. Rav Kook was nifter at the age of 70 in 1935. Okay, so it was at the end of Rav Kook's life that Rav Huttner had the contact with him. So this is in 1925, this letter, before Rav Huttner's time in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Huttner writes, we'll skip the opening line there at the top. We've got to save time. And he writes, Shali, dear someone. It doesn't say the name of the person that he's writing to. And he writes, Uvchein hincha be'eretz Yisrael. He was writing to someone who was in Eretz Yisrael at the time. And he had heard, he's responding to a letter that he heard from this person, speaking about his experience in Eretz Yisrael. Uvechein, hincha be'eretz Yisrael. You find yourself, you are now in Eretz Yisrael. Uvenishimatcha sho'ef ata el kirbacha et ha'avir ha'machkim. You are breathing the right, avir of the Eretz Yisrael machkim. V'yafelecha. So you're so great for you. Beautiful. V'lo od Ella, sheshivtecha be'eretz Yisrael, harei eina stam yeshiva. You're not stam in Eretz Yisrael, but you're on a holy mission. Hallo, al yadan asam nisayon. Through you is the attempt. Lahatik et hamosad, to move the institution, right, coming from Slabodka. There's an attempt to move the institution, the yeshiva. Shamimenu kibalnu. From that institution, from the yeshiva, we received so much. Umikablim, and we still receive. We received in the past, and we receive now. Venikavegam lahaba lekabel et mezonoteinu haruchaniyim. We hope to continue to receive. You're in an attempt now to move that institution, the yeshiva, lamakom chadash. V'tna'im chadashim. New place and new conditions. Bain, it's a typo here, okay? Bain b'chol, bain b'kodesh. This is my typo. I transferred it because this is not on file, so I moved it over, wrote it over from the letters itself. I have to remember to correct it. If you have a pen now near you and you printed it out. So, okay, Elisha, if you have the sheet there, so correct. Ben b'chol, ben b'kodesh. Okay, and it says here in parentheses there in the letter, an explanation that about the yeshiva moving from Slabodka to its branch in Chevron. Kol prat uprat malei davar. Every single thing in Eretz Yisrael is filled. Kol seif v'sif koveya bracha la'atzmo. Every little thing in Eretz Yisrael is koveya bracha la'atzmo. It warrants a bracha. But now, here comes the sharp Rav Huttner. V'eze tardema nisucha alecha uv'michtavcha lanu ulechavercha shebegola. What kind of tardema fell over you when you are writing to us, right? Till now in the letter, he's been building up life in Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable, what a schus you have. Every place, right, you're involved in this holy mission and everything in Eretz Yisrael is filled with, everything is koveya brach latzmo, but you, what kind of a slumber, a tardema fell over you? Hincha k'ishach asher nasalo al et yadua. You write like someone who went at a certain time to a certain place, l'makom yadua, l'iskav hayom yomiyim, to around his daily things, his daily business, v'tu lo midi, and nothing else. What a dry letter. Don't you realize where you are? How can you write such, from Eretz Yisrael, how can you write such a dry letter? Hinchamo, and he continues here, and pounding his friend over the head. Hincha modia ba'ofen yavesh v'kar. You tell us in a dry and cold way. Ki b'yom hazeh v'zeh nasata im zeh v'zeh. This day, I went here, I went there. Mimakom zeh, l'makom zeh. To this place, that place. V'chi yitchaltam l'lmod mesecha zu v'zu. Even in learning. He's like, okay, you're telling us, you learned that mesechta, you learned this mesechta. V'gomer, v'gomer, etc., etc. There is Kanira, again, you really see this as an example. We spoke before about Rav Huttner's sharpness. You see, Kanira shagam hashena tin'am yoter b'tocha ha'avir ha'machkim me'asher ba'avir stam. Another typo. Okay, again, he's saying that you're sleeping. He says, apparently, just like he mentioned before, avir de'eretz Yisrael machkim. He says also, you say in Yiddish, a shtach. You know that word shtach? Not yet. Anyone know the word shtach? Not so much. Shtach is like giving someone a dig. He says, apparently not only Avira de Eretz Yisrael machkim, but he says, I guess Avira de Eretz Yisrael also makes you sleep better. It put you to sleep. You lost your spiritual sensitivity. The air of Eretz Yisrael makes you sleep more. I didn't think that way. I didn't think that you would be so indifferent. Are you not ashamed? Ki az yatzali machshava bilti ni'ima klal v'klal. If I were to judge, I says like he's saying, like, I don't want to judge, but if I were to judge where you're at, I wouldn't have such pleasant thoughts. I don't think this is such a great reflection of where you're at. If you're here, you are on this holy mission in Eretz Yisrael, and you're so indifferent, something's missing. He says, it finishes a little bit on a more positive note. B'sof davar, b'shum ofen, eneni yachol la'avin ech yachla le'tavot b'kribcha adishut kazot. I can't understand how you are so adish. Let's make this our new Hebrew word for tonight, unless anybody knows. Does anyone know what the word adish means with an olive? Adish. I see Noah going for a quick Google translation. Noah, is that true?
Me?
You.
No Google translation.
It looked like you were going for the keyboard, like I was like going to look it up. Okay. Yes, Yoni. No, that's fine. Like, you can look it up.
Complacent to non-feeling?
What?
Like complacent and non-feeling. Very...
Again, indifferent. Very, indifferent, complacent. No, there's nothing wrong with looking it up. Okay. Okay. I was just like, we get in these Zoom days, everyone becomes like very sensitive to any kind of looks. You're trying to figure out who's chatting and who's playing with their phone on the side. Ashrecha, ashrecha, ashrecha. Okay. So he says, I can't believe you're so indifferent. And he finishes off, nu, mashaya kvar haya. Rav Noam, for the Rav Noam guys, Rav Noam sang that with you. Masha haya haya haikale atchil me'atchala. No? Wow.
No.
Okay. No? Is that what? Anyone familiar with that? We sang it.
I'm not the Rabbi. Rav Grossman loves to sing it.
Who said that? Who said Rav Grossman loves to sing? I missed. Who said that? That
is
Eitan. That is Rav Grossman is the one that took. The Nigin is Rav Shlomo Kalbach Nigin, and Rav Grossman is the one that applied it to those words. Does anyone know? Anyone? Raise your hand. Anyone besides Eitan familiar with it? Raise your hand. Ellie, how do you know it? Okay. Let's say it there. Again, the words, Masha Haya Haya, Haikar La'atchil Me'atchala. Abba tichadesh oti legamrei, tadlik li et anishama. Okay. Anyway, masha haya haya, what was, haikar, weiter, move on. We have to know the chachma of how to go ahead and do things well in the future. We have to know the chachma of leaving things behind. Sometimes you have to focus on fixing now and not moving on, because we have to fix something now, and sometimes you have to move on. So here, right, saying, okay, what was, let's move on. Okay, so that is that letter where, besides the Eretz Yisrael point, you see Rav Huttner's passion here for Eretz Yisrael, the way that he sees that every point is, every in Eretz Yisrael is just, there's so much to it. It is a powerful lashon, kilu, every single point in Eretz Yisrael is demanding a bracha on it, meaning you see it as you see Shem Hashem coming from everything in an even stronger way from every point in Eretz Yisrael. In addition to the Eretz Yisrael point, you see here Rav Huttner's chius, his being alive, saying don't be, his yell against being indifferent, the crime of being indifferent, complacent. No adishut. There's no room for adishut of indifference. And for sure, in a situation like this, when someone is in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in a situation where something should be affecting your neshama, so it's mechayiv. You should. There's something there that's demanding that from you, and if you remain indifferent, it means there's some kind of a thick layer over you, over your neshama, that you have to work hard at peeling off so that your neshama is alive, so that you see the flicker of the flame of your neshama. Yes, Yoni? You wanted to say something, Yoni?
That's okay, don't worry.
Okay. Moving on. The next letter. Be Dabri al Odot HaPreida Me'Eretz Yisrael. He's speaking. This is in 1928, when already a little bit before Rav Huttner left Eretz Yisrael, and here he's writing about how difficult it is for him to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Preida, the difficulty of leaving. מדברי על אודות הפרידה מארץ ישראל, אי אפשר לי שלא להדגיש, I can't emphasize enough, עד כמה קושי אני מרגיש בזה. How difficult it is. היי, עד כמה. למי שלא היה בכאן ולא ראה בעיניו, אי אפשר לצייר עד כמה מגיע מידת ההתקשרות אליה. If you were never here, you can't understand how connected a Jew can become to Eretz Yisrael. ונוסף על זה, הנני מוצא את עצמי אסיר תודה לה. I am filled, I'm an asir todah. I am filled with thanks. How do you say asir todah in English? I don't know if there's a asir is someone. Right, I have infinite thanks. Al kol hatov shagar mali, for all of the good that Eretz Yisrael caused me. Harbei harbei meikrei ashkafot bedas Torah ubahavanat haYahadut. The core of my understandings of Yahadus of Torah nitchavruli became clear to me v'nat basasu etzli rak hodot lahashpata alai, because of the influence of Eretz Yisrael on me. And here he says, look at this. It's in bold. Shum shita v'shum more v'shum mechanech. No Rebbe could have haya yachol lachdor el toch tochiyut nishmati. No Rebbe could have penetrated my neshama kamo she'asta ze Eretz Yisrael. Mekomam ha'amiti shel chayei Torah. Bris krusa La'aretz v'le'Torah, quoting the Gemara in Brachas. No Rebbe could have made the impact on me like Eretz Yisrael made on me. V'keitzad mitpardim mimena. How could I leave keitzad? And here you have a note with an addition from another letter that Rav Huttner wrote regarding Eretz Yisrael. He wrote, here it's in Yiddish, so that's why I wrote it in English. That here, da is yeda geografische punkt. Every point, geographical point, is a lebedika otzer, a lebedika treasure, von historischen Begriffen, filled with historical events. As verliert sich der Grenzwischen Geographia in Historia. Here is the line, here in Eretz Yisrael, the line between geography and history is blurred. You walk on the ground and live with previous generations. What a line, gewalt, huh? Every geographical point is an exciting treasure filled with historical events. Here the line between geography and history is blurred. You walk on the ground and live with previous generations. And moving on to the next sheet. This is already after Rav Huttner is in Europe. He already left Eretz Yisrael, and he's in Europe, and he's thinking about his next step. Lavo Lilita? Lo achi, I'm not interested in going to Lithuania. Ein et nafshi ledavar hazeh. Ani yesh et nafshi lashuv arzer Yisrael. There's one place that I have in mind to go to, and that is Eretz Yisrael. V'emir Hashem bekarov ashuv. Ani ashuv, atat ashuv, kulanu nashuv. Yidaber li miyamin divrei miyamin. People on the right will pull me to the right. Yit papatuli mi small, pitputei small. People on the left will pull me with all kinds of speech to the pulls to the left. I'm not listening to them. I'm not being pulled to the right. I'm not being pulled to the left. I'm focused. Ani ashuv. Ashuv et palel elokim. I'm going to return to Eretz Yisrael and I'm going to daven shizakeni lishtakeya bo. V'linshom et avira ha-machkim. And breathe to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and breathe there, breathe, continue to breathe the avira of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Huttner did, in fact, come back to Eretz Yisrael. He was back and forth a little bit in those years. He came back, he was here for a year, then he was back in Europe, and then he came back again, and then he went back and he wrote for a for a few years then. He was still back in Europe, and then he ended up, as we know, he ended up making it, making his way to America and only making it back to Eretz Yisrael the last 10 years of his life, where he lived here. But he was always filled, as we see here in the letters, and as we know from his life, filled with longings to be here. He actually, you know, if you jump to the last page, you have something in English from taken out. The second to last source, a couple of lines from that article I gave to you guys, I mentioned at least, I don't remember if I gave it out or I mentioned to you, there's an article in Jewish Action. This is Stam, a good trivia point for us as a group, a chabura, learning Rav Huttner's writings. We've been learning them throughout the year. So sometimes people will ask you, if they hear you're into Rav Huttner's writings, and people get curious, he was a fascinating personality, and people will ask sometimes, I'm interested in learning about Rav Huttner's life, in reading a little bit about Rav Huttner. Where do you suggest I go to read a little bit about Rav Huttner besides Wikipedia? So that, one of the very few places, there's no biography out on Rav Huttner. There are different articles that are written. So there's a very, very good article, that's where this is from, in Jewish Action. Jewish Action in, what year is it? I've forgotten. Summer of 2001. A very beautiful, short article, short biography, a biographical article, Rav Huttner, The Vision Before His Eyes. So within the article there, also it speaks, you can't speak about Rav Huttner and not speak about Eretz Yisrael. His attachment to Eretz Yisrael is very intense. And he writes that there were many fundamentals that he understood only by virtue of having lived there. He once remarked that he cannot understand the students who arrive in Eretz Yisrael and immediately enter Beis Medrash. When he arrived, he first traversed the entire land before he resumed his learning. He's like, I'm here in Eretz Yisrael. It's not like I just landed in a Beis Medrash in London, in Teaneck, in New York somewhere, in L.A., in Chicago. It's not just I'm just landing in the Beis Medrash. But here, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. How can I not get a sense of awareness and of appreciation? Upon leaving Eretz Yisrael, he wrote that he had not experienced suffering and therefore felt he had not possessed it, he had not fully acquired it. However, he wrote that when he returns in future years, he will suffer and only then will he acquire the land. His words proved to be prophetic. Because when he was here at the end of his life, he had suffering. He suffered then. He had different kinds of difficulties. He suffered in the Eretz Yisrael Niknes B'Yisur. He had that Kenyan. So we go back. Let's just see some other... going back to where we were about the letter saying... Lita, I'm not interested in going to Lithuania. He says, I'm going back. People are not going to pull me to the right or to the left. And he says, if I have to leave, then I'll leave, but with the intent of coming back, as we saw, as we just mentioned. Even though he had to end up leaving, but he was always focused, even to the point that he built a very successful, big yeshiva. It's not simple after he built Chaim Berlin in New York. To just walk away and leave his baby, this child, this institution that he built up, leaving Chaim Berlin, very not simple to walk away from that. The only thing that was able to do that was the passionate love that he had for Eretz Yisrael. And here, let's see another point. Let's skip a couple lines to the point, the lines that are in bold in the middle of that letter. Al titein et nafshecha. He's writing to a friend here. Al titein et nafshecha. Let me ask you guys. I'll take a little bit of a break here from you guys. Talking about Eretz Yisrael, what is the maila of Eretz Yisrael? What's special about Eretz Yisrael? And there are different things. There are different aspects. So this is not a specific question. Anyone, just throw out different points. Yes, Noah.
I think one of the important parts is just the kedusha that resides there, that continues to reside there. And the fact that you're in touch with that and everything you do there, when you even like eat the peros that you're on Eretz Yisrael, like you're experiencing the Kedusha, you're experiencing the Kedusha constantly through everything. Even when you learn Torah, like you're learning Torah in the land of Kedusha, like there's nothing better than that.
Oh, so Noah's speaking, if, thank you, Noah, but Noah's speaking about an intrinsic Kedusha. An intrinsic Kedusha. Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereishis Hashana V'Yad Akris Hashana Eretz Asher Hashem Doresh Ota, right? Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereishis Hashana V'Yad Akris Hashana. The special Hashem is looking over the whole world, like as the Rabban speaks about. Hashem is looking over the whole world, but there's an extra focus on Eretz Israel and something intrinsic, like right? Noah said, the Peiros Ha'aretz show that side of something intrinsic, something there. Yefeh. So sometimes when this question is raised, or maybe the initially a point that comes to mind is the fact that there is something spiritually very comfortable in Eretz Yisrael. When you have a lot of people around you that are keeping Torah mitzvos, similar, so it's a comfortable Torah environment. And that's what Rav Hunter at this point is saying, is don't limit it just to the spiritual comforts, the comfortable spiritual environment. Al titen et nafshecha lashlayot v'matlaot sheyad hatnaim hachitzoniim hayta b'zeh. Don't say that it's just because of the external factors. Lo chavili. Efshar limtzo po chevra l'talmud. True here. Where here? In Europe. He's writing at the time. You can find people that are learning. Makom la'avodas yira. Hashra shel machshava v'chazon. People that are idealistic and filled with inspiration. Iske gemilus chesed. Binyane haklal v'aprat. Chesed. Baram at masvira achat. Mutzaka v'shleima. Shel hagbas nefesh klalit ayin. That you can have different specifics, but something that is all inclusive, that is missing. V'ledidan, and for us, meaning us, avdei Hashem, us who are spiritually connected, ledidan, for us, doch chaser ma'kan, if we're missing that, so what do we have? I put on the sheet next to it, we spoke about before the connection between Rav Hutner and Rav Kook, that Rav Hutner had this kesher while he was here. So here you, the opening, what people will say when they think of Rav Kook, what's the most famous sefer of Rav Kook? Very often people will say Orot. And at the beginning of Orot, where a sefer Orot, he has Orot HaTshuva and Orot HaTorah. There are different Orot Sfarim, as you guys know. But there's also Orot, just Orot. Just Orot is all about Eretz Yisrael. And at the opening, these are the first couple of words to Rav Kook's sefer Orot. Eretz Yisrael einena davar chitzoni, kinyan chitzoni la'uma. It's not external. It's not an external kinyan. L'matara shel hitagdut haklalit v'chazkat kiyuma chomri o afilu aruchani. It's not just that we're a place where all Jews, all people who are keeping Torah and mitzvahs are together, and therefore it's a great place. It's not just like a comfortable kind of a bubble, where we're all in this bubble of, in this Torah mitzvahs bubble. No, that would be just external factors, because everybody around me is keeping Torah mitzvahs. That's an external factor. Eretz Yisrael hi chativa atzmutit, kshura b'kesher chayim im ha'uma, chavuka b'skulot pnimiyot im mitziyuta. It's internal, it's intrinsic. It's right, as Noah said before, there's something here. There's something within Eretz Yisrael. True, it's hard to define. You can't put your finger on it. You can't weigh it and measure it. But we see different reflections of it also, as Noah said, even in the fact that the fruits and vegetables that grow here need, right, mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, and they require this special halachos for them. That's a reflection of that intrinsic kedusha. The fact that Chazal told us that it's better to live in Eretz Yisrael in a ir sharuba akum than living in Eretz Yisrael in a ir that's ruba Jews who are keep Torah mitzvos. That can only make sense if there's some kind of intrinsic kedusha here, and that's also what Rav Huttner is referring to here as well. Moving on to the bottom of the sheet. Finally, we'll finish off with a mimer idea, b'chol zot. In two places, Rav Huttner makes the same point regarding Eretz Yisrael, and that is in terms of the national connection to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Huttner writes in Chanukah, Eretz Yisrael rak letzibur nitna. Umekev anshaprikas ol havi prisha medarkei tzibur. What is a Jew? Who is a Jew? What is a Jew? A Jew is a part of amleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. A Jew is part of this am, that about this am Hashem says, am zu yatzati li tilati yisapira. And a nation that Hashem chose to be ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's what a Jew is. A Jew is part of that nation. That is our mission statement. That's at the core of what a Jew is. A Jew is someone who's part of the Jewish nation. What is the Jewish nation? Amzu yatzati li tilasi sapero. So if somebody, in that context, Chanukah and assimilation, Rav Huttner is speaking about the fact that rejection, moving away from Am Yisrael is moving the other way around. Moving away from Torah mitzvos is rejecting the Jewish national identity. And it's prisha medarkei atzibur bevaday shehi mafkiyad baaleh mimatnas haoretz. So in rejecting Torah, somebody is rejecting their connection to Eretz Yisrael. Chelek be'Eretz Yisrael, l'misha mafkia atzmo, from Klal Yisrael, hareze mishpat hasoter et atzmo. It's an oxymoron. The same idea in Pesach. I think we actually learned this. Maimer, Samach Gimel. Feels like a while ago. Feels like a while ago before Pesach. Ma'amar Samach Gimel, also Rav Huttner is speaking about Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, the definitions of the national identity, and again, the same idea. Rav Huttner quotes the Maharal, Kazaval Zamaharal, we have a concept of Arvus, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh. What activates Arvus? At what point is that rule that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh activated? The Maharal writes, notes, that it's Dafka after we are crossed over the Jordan River. Achar Eivar Yarden, he sheyotzra es ha'arvus. Coming into Eretz Yisrael. Once, it's true, we makabel Torah mitzvahs at our Sinai. And only then afterwards we come into Eretz Yisrael. Once we come into Eretz Yisrael, that's where Arvus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, the national identity is the national connection to each other. That we're this is such a close unit that we're all responsible for each other. That doesn't happen. That's not activated in Chutz La'aretz. Afterwards, it's true in Chutz La'aretz also, right? You can have Arvus. You have one Jew being a motzi, another Jew in Kiddush because of, right? You have Arvus, but it's activated only once Am Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, crossing over the Yarden. He sheyotzra esa Arvus mipnei she Eretz Yisrael, hi hachibur v'atziruv she'al yada nasim Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. That's how we become responsible, connected to each other, to the point that we're responsible for each other. V'lemeidim anu, I'll finish off the last words here. V'lemeidim anu mizeh, ki ledin ha'arvus lo sagi b'toras tzibur shel dor hamidbar, o ba'ina dafka toras tzibur shel ha'knisa l'eretz Yisrael. Harei de'etzam ha'ashem tzibur hanidrash for din arvus eino nase ele b'kocha shel maise tziruf mechudash shel yeshivas eretz Yisrael. So what you see from that is that entering Eretz Yisrael creates this entity, this national identity of Am Yisrael. So that's another aspect of Eretz Yisrael. We won't go through it, but you have, and the last source is something that was written by the Stei HaRi'iya by Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria. He brings something that Rav Hutner wrote about. He's writing about Rav Neria is writing about Rav Kook. Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria was nifter about 20 around 22 years ago, and he was Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria put out many. He was a Rosh Hashiva and a major Talmud of Merkaz HaRav Kook, and he wrote a lot about Rav Kook. And here he has a whole chapter about the connection, the kesher between Rav Hutner and Rav Kook. And he writes, he records something that Rav Hutner wrote, speaking about Rav Kook, that there is no way that someone would be able to reach those levels of deep, of incredible deep machshava, let's call it that, without being in Eretz Yisrael. Just think about like just a level beyond. He said he was giving, when he was in Chutz La'aretz, and he was conveying some of Rav Kook's ideas to Talmud Chacham. But he was someone Talmud Chacham in Chutz La'aretz, and this Talmud Chacham in Chutz La'aretz just didn't get it. And Rav Hutner said, come to Eretz Yisrael, and once you're in Eretz Yisrael, then you'll be able to begin to understand some of these ideas. Lamadnu imken, we saw a couple of different points. First of all, we spoke about the idea of, just last minute, summarize some of the points that we saw. The importance of the sensitivity of a Jewish soul. And if the neshama is open, if a Jewish neshama is open, then if a Jewish neshama is in Eretz Yisrael, it will have a sense of appreciation to the spiritual benefits that Eretz Yisrael has to offer, and the fact that a Jew can express himself in a full way in Eretz Yisrael. And we saw Rav Hutner yelling about someone who is indifferent to that. We saw in the second letter Rav Hutner speaking about the impact that Eretz Yisrael made him on him, as he said, even stronger than any other Rebbe impact could have impacted me, Eretz Yisrael impacted me. And he's speaking about the Eretz Yisrael in this poetic way as a point where the line between history and geography is blurred. We spoke about the idea then in the next letter about Eretz Yisrael being more than external factors, not just a very comfortable place spiritually. That can exist in Chutz La'aretz as well. You can have a nice Jewish from Jewish neighborhood with a great all kinds of great gemachim and all kinds of shiurim, all kinds of very comfortable for Torah and mitzvahs, but still something intrinsic. Those are all important. Again, not to belittle those in any way. But Rav Hunter is saying, don't limit it to that. It's those are true, those and those are benefits that we have in Eretz Yisrael as well very often, but it doesn't end there. It's so much deeper than that. There's something intrinsic in the place that Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for His presence to be the Ashras HaShchina, the connection, Doreshota, and we saw expression of that in the beginning of Rav Kook's Orot as well. So I have mixed feelings tonight in sharing some of these ideas, looking at your faces all in Chutz Laretz. I by no means want to make anyone feel bad. You guys already, especially because you're mamish, supposed to be really, you were planning on being in Eretz Yisrael now, and sadly enough, because of the circumstances, you're not able to be here. But at the same time, it's always a tricky thing in being in for a Jew in Chutz Laretz to, on one hand, continue this sense of pain of not being in Eretz Yisrael, but at the same time being happy within there, not to be depressed, Bekitzur. The point is not to be depressed. The person, wherever you are, in any situation, we should focus on the positive and do the most and grab the opportunities. And regarding this point of Eretz Yisrael, maybe I'm not being clear here because it's a point that's lacking clarity. I think you have to, at the same time, have a perspective of simcha and realize realizing that you have tremendous opportunities wherever you are. But as long as a Jew is in chutzlar, it's also, if you're totally besimcha and not in pain a little bit that you're not in Eretz Yisrael, that means something in your neshama fell asleep to the point that it's the day that you're not missing Eretz Yisrael that much. It means that something that fell asleep. So I'm trying a little bit in seeing some of these expressions of a passionate love to Eretz Yisrael of Rav Hutner. Hopefully, it also I hate to say the words. Hopefully, it causes a little bit more pain for the distance that one who is in Chutz Laretz has. But it's a healthy kind of a pain. It's a pain coming from a healthy, alive neshama, and through the longings, you know how the Sefer HaKuzari finishes off? Rav Yehuda Halevi in Sefer HaKuzari finishes off? Anyone know? So he finishes off, and with this we will finish off as well tonight. He finishes off when he had spoken in the middle of the Sefer about when he was questioned by the king. You know, the whole form of the Sefer is a dialogue between the king and the chaver representing Judaism. He was questioned about this idea of Eretz Yisrael. That's also, someone wants to learn more about Eretz Yisrael, a must-see source are a couple of pages in Maimer Sheni. Out of the five, there are five chapters, call it that, in Sefer HaKuzari, in the middle of the second, there are a couple of pages about Eretz Yisrael. He's being questioned about Eretz Yisrael. So at the end of the Sefer, the Chaver is moving to Eretz Yisrael. And the king of the Khozars is saying, like, I feel so bad, but at the same time, I understand, because you already explained it to me. And the Chaver says, I have to go, and this is how the Sefer finishes. I have to go because this is what Geula is dependent on. Geula is dependent on our longing for Eretz Yisrael. As it says, Kamosha Kasuv brings a pasuk. Where does it say that? Where does it say that Geula is dependent on our longing for Eretz Yisrael? He says, the pasuk says, Ata tokum tirachem tzion. Ki eis lechanana. That's it. It's time, Hashem, now to show your rachmanis on Zion. Atatakum tirachem Zion. Ki eis lechanana. It's the time to be mechanen. Ki va moed. The moed is here. The time has come. The time of Gula. And the next, that it's all Gula. Gula, that's, it's described in Gula. Ki va moed. The time has come. Where's the connection to Eretz Yisrael? Says the Chavar, the continuation. Ki ratzu avodecha es avonel. Because your avodecha, the Jews, the Ovdei Hashem, are yearning for the stones of Eretz Yisrael. They're waiting to, they're thirsty, they're waiting anxiously to see, to walk on this ratzu avodecha es avonel. The Avonel, the stones of Eretz Yisrael. So says the Chaver, says Rav Yehuda Halevi, that expresses the fact that the Geula will be when Am Yisrael is longing, Tachlis HaKisuf, the epitome of longing, absolute longing for Eretz Yisrael, that itself will help bring the Geula. Be'ezrat Hashem, Shenizka, we should be Zocha, to long for Eretz Yisrael, but not just Zocha to long for Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezrat Hashem, Gam, to long for Eretz Yisrael, and through that, to walk in Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezrat Hashem, Be'karav Yemeinu. Any questions?
Amen.
Questions, comments?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
It's great seeing you. Great seeing you. Take care.
Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.